Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on at your crib?
What's going on at your crib?
Praise God!
Yes, sir!
Make the choice today. Who you gonna serve?
Nelson, our featured artist for this month. Micah Nelson is a minister of music. I love the way he puts it when he says, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Micah Nelson has a full-blown album. You can find his album on iTunes or the Internet. You need to look him up. I'm going to bring that young man on my show to talk about his music. He is definitely an outstanding artist. I thought to feature his music this month. And the other songs that you hear, all of the songs except for Dirty Dozen, is Micah Nelson's music. So we just want to send some shouts out and some love to Micah Nelson. Micah, we love you for the work you do. And keep on putting your children on your CD, because I love it when they sing, Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, yeah. Happy Mother's Day. You're teaching your babies well. They sing just about as good as you do, and they can carry a tune, and I love it. So Micah Nelson is who you are finding on my introduction and at the close of the day when we call out that train to take us down the road. And you have your Omega 7 Live here. I'd like to welcome you and say once again, welcome to the Care to Read Show. I am your emperor, the one that you certainly want to serve you. I am your advocate, the one that you want to be your servant as well. And I am your advisor. I am here to serve you. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to another day in the Care to Read room. And we're featuring in this room women in treatment enjoying the aromatic lifestyle. And if you ask me, Omi, what's up, I'll say I'm enjoying the aromatic lifestyle. How about you? Because we ought to be thinking about relaxation right about now. This whole month is relaxation for women. Women put a halt to it, put a squeeze on it and bring it to a stop. Go in that bathroom and run that bath water and don't let nothing stop you until you get in it and emerge your shoulders down in it. What am I talking about? Omi's talking about relaxation and getting therapeutic help for your body and what ails you. There's nothing that a bath can't cure, ladies. And Mama used to always say, go in there and get in the bathtub and soak yourself down to your shoulders until you figure it out. That's what our mamas told us. I know that's what they told us because all of my stepmamas, big mamas, mamas and wannabe mamas all said there's nothing that a good bath can't do for it. Now, we know our schedule sometimes is so hectic we can't immerse ourselves in a tub, but you can spritz yourself down with some essential fatty oil and go into the shower and let that oil linger on your body and use that mitt to scrub that oil into your skin and shower that oil off and let the rest of it linger on. It's a therapeutic way of healing yourself, ladies. There is nothing you can't cure without essential oils. All of them are earmarked to work on different parts of our body, the ailments. Now, let me also say this, because we're enjoying the aromatic lifestyle, I want to introduce you to the ABCs of aromatic bath, meaning that each one of these have a purpose, and you don't always have to be in a bathtub to get the benefit of it. A is for aromatic therapy. Choose the essential oils that you wish to use in your tub for your bathing. And B is for the bath. The temperature, determine which temperature you want, hot, cold, warm, lukewarm tap water, or cold. C is for carrier. Choose a carrier that you want to mix your oil with. Remember I said you cannot use these oils 100%. You must cut them with a carrier using various different oils to cut them with. You can use the following oils, and I offer a disclaimer. This is food products. This is things you can inject. Vegetable oil, honey, cream, milk. And you can put this all in your essential oils and mix them in there well. Castile soap or castile lotion. And simply sprinkle the oil directly, the only ones that your aromatherapist tells you to sprinkle directly on. There are only a few that you can use straight without mixing a carrier. Make sure you know which ones those are. And don't go sprinkling rosemary or peppermint straight on the body because it will cause you to have a rash. Now, using these carriers will allow you to mix these oils so that they don't make your skin feel rashy. Now, as we go on, beauty and the bath of the recipes, we'll cover those in a second, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to give you a little tidbit of how we practice the aromatherapy aromatic lifestyle. That means we're thinking about getting in a tub, either be in a shower, or whether it also be with just the massage of our hands and our feet. If you can't immerse your body in water, you can take a treatment of the hands and immerse those hands in warm water after soaking them in warm water, then lavishing them with oils that you have mixed, of course, and dousing down the hand with those oils. and do the same thing to the feet. Now, we have something that is called reflexology. I don't know if you ladies know about it or not. Some Eastern and Westerners therapists, they use reflexology in a manner to find out what's wrong with the body, which is a basis for the theory that there are, and I'm reading from the aromatherapy book again, the responses telling you exactly what is going on in your body. It hits the zone, and each part of your foot is correlated to a part of your body so that you can, after practicing reflexology, and it takes a specialist, don't go thinking you're reflexology without the training. It reflects in a zone where the parts of your body are the most sensitive. It gives an idea of what part of the body to massage in the foot and how to address illnesses of the organs by looking at the foot in reflexology. Now, these are things that Mid-Easterners do. The Westerners were not accustomed to doing this. We didn't realize that we could heal ourselves. And we still don't know we can heal ourselves. Now, I'm going to take a break and go down the road a piece so I can get things together and pay a few bills and get some housekeeping together. I'm going to have to call the train down here right now. And then after that, we're going to come back and do our dirty dancing. So let me call that train down here.
All aboard to New Jerusalem. All aboard to New Jerusalem. How you doing, sir? You got your ticket? Just leave your bag. Leave your bag. Leave your bag.
These trains are just too slow around here. We're going to have to get some new conductors. Oh, no. How you doing? How you doing, Mr. Conductor? Fine day we're having, ain't it? Yes, buddy. Glad y'all here to take me on down the road a bit. Shoot, y'all doing a good job. Ladies, how you doing again today? I want to come back at you and say thank you for joining us in this room this evening. And we've got a treat for you this evening. Our topic is women in treatment enjoying the aromatic lifestyle, baby. That's what it's all about, enjoying life. Because if you're not enjoying life, then you're miserable. And I'm not with you on miserable. I can't do miserable. I can't. I'm sorry. I don't care how rough it gets in life. You got to find a way to put a smile on your face. Now, let me take some time to share with you, because Omi is a simple person, and I do enjoy being with people and exploring what goes on in their life. No, I'm not always up in the atmosphere with my nose up in the air and my nose turned up with all these so-called sedity folk hanging out with them with their lying tongues. And I do mean lying tongues, because the more they get up in the affluential level, the more they lie. They have no credibility. I witnessed a woman talking to me that lied through her teeth. She was a so-called dignified woman who had letters behind her name and in acronyms in front of her name. She lied to me through her teeth. She proceeded to tell me that I'm calling you because I don't have that position in teaching for you, and I wanted you to know that. I let her go on to proceed with this lying tongue, and little did she know she just talked to me yesterday. Now, that's how baffled her mind was and how far gone she was in her credibility. I said, well, did things change overnight for you? Because it looked as though you had a great need just yesterday and had such a great need that you said you possibly would be needing me not only after hours in the evening, but on Saturdays too. Did your needs change overnight? She couldn't get herself together. She was just baffled. And I guess she kind of sat there for a moment and didn't say anything. I knew she was lying. And I guess she knew I knew she was lying, too. The worst thing you can have as a professional to look you flat put it in the face and lie to you and think you're that ignorant that you won't pick up on it. I said, great. Thank you so very much for that information. That just frees me up so that I can make myself available for those other professors who might need my service. She then began to wonder, now who could possibly need this here woman's service? Because there is no black woman walking through these corridors that is adjunct faculty material that I know of. And I am just baffled by the fact that she would tell me something like that and wouldn't be perturbed because I turned her down. I had to play it off because I wanted her to know that she didn't shape my frame of reference nor my emotions. Could she move or could she rattle my cage? She was all but baffled by my response. But I knew in my spirit that she would be calling me again. And this time, only this time, she will have a greater need, and she will be confused as to which way to turn. And the only way she would seek to turn is to pick up that portfolio off the desk and say, ooh, maybe she can get me out of this mess. Maybe she can come and sit in for me. Maybe I can pull her in now because I definitely have a need, and I'm going to call her. She should be standing by waiting. And when she discovers I'm no longer standing by waiting, I'm somewhere in my aromatic bath, relaxing my body and tending to my business. And when the phone rings, I let it ring an extra few minutes so that she don't think that I'm anxious to answer. And when I answer it, I act rather baffled, as if I'm in another place in time. Who is this? Do I know you? I don't recall us talking ever. When did we last talk? Are you confused? But I talked to you yesterday, yes, but you said that your needs were met and you didn't have need of my services. Have your needs changed again a second time? Now this will cause her to remember the first lie she told to me, now that she has to tell the second lie. And the real moral of the story is stop lying. Because when you tell the first lie, you've got to come up with another lie to cover up for the first one. Now, why do we have to do this if we're professionals? But yet we look down our noses at those who don't have acronyms in front of their name and MDs behind their name. We look down at them, but they're the ones that are honest. They're the ones that can come clean and make a confession. They're the ones that will come to you and tell you of their inadequacy. Now, here's my case in point. I was traveling down the highway, and I made a quick detour when my eye caught a building. And on the billboard, it says, on this billboard that was housed on the left side of the street, I had to make a detour. Something caught my eye. The spirit carried me back when I made this quick U-turn. It says, you sexy you. Now, normally, I don't carry on about all that stuff about sexy this and sexy that. But every woman has a day when she wants to be feeling sexy. And she wants her man to know that she's sexy, and she wants to know she's about making herself sexy. And because this show is all about feeling good about yourself, I wanted so badly to be able to tell you women how to make yourself sexy. Because I don't care what frame of mind you're in, I don't care what church you attend, and I don't care how many times you've been dunked, and I don't care if you got a mind to go on for Jesus, and I don't care if you're baptized and Mary Berry and got a mind to go on for Jesus. I don't care about all those things you say you are. When it gets right down to it, you're human. And human people have the same needs. They want to be loved. And they want others to desire them. So as I went into this store, I went in and the store lit up like it was a brightest thing on that corner. It just lit up. And when I went in, it wasn't any dark areas or damp areas. The room was just full of light. And something about the energy I said, well, my God, there's the spirit up in this room. And out comes a black woman who shocked me also. Because there's very few of us that have ownership of anything here in this town. When she came out, the young lady busied herself to go over to the counter, never looking me in the eye. And I complimented her. I said, beautiful shop. I said, I want to commemorate you on such a beautiful layout plan and the warmth here in this room. And she began to look at me, rather docile, biting her nails back and forth. She said, but I used to be a dancer. I didn't know what she was talking about. I said, oh, great, child. That's good. I like to dance, too. That's my favorite thing. Oh, I love to dance. She said, but you don't understand. I used to dance down the streets down there in one of the clubs. And I then began to realize what she meant when she said she used to be a dancer. I said, child, let me tell you something. You have been redeemed and bought with a price. She said, but I stopped dancing. I stopped dancing. I gave that all up. I gave it all up. I gave it all up. And I saved my money, too. I saved my money, and this is what I bought with my money. I put it in and invested it in this business. Something warm came up on me. She wanted to tell me that she had been redeemed and came up out of a profession that was usually looked down upon. And she wanted me to know she was making a transition in a new life. And I looked at her. I said, it's okay. We all have a path. The most important thing is you made your transition into something greater. And you're making strides to make something of yourself. She said, yes, I am. Yes, I buy my clothes online. And I also am working towards getting more things in here and putting more things on the shelf. And I then begin to say, I want to bless you. I want you to come on my show. I want you to talk about how you put this business together and all the beautiful things you have to offer, Maya. Maya, I want you to talk to the people. You have more than a story to give. You have a way of saving those who need to transition and get out. You have a testimony, Maya, and I want you to give that testimony. Will you come? Will you come? The people are waiting for you. There are so many women that are waiting for you to tell your story. Maya, I don't look down upon you, and I don't care that you used to be a dancer. Sin is sin. I don't care how you come up out of sin. Sin is sin, and there's no sin greater than the next. The main thing is you have been redeemed. And now that you have your redemption and your freedom and you have the mind of Christ and a mind to serve God, will you testify? Will you testify? They say they were won by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimonies. This is your way of finding your purpose. Maya quickly asked for the phone number and address and gave me a couple of her cards and asked me would I pass them out. And she also said, can you bring your card and put it here? I said, Maya, I'll do more than that. I'll come back again, and I'll bring my card, and I want to buy some things here. And I also want to put some of my essential oils on your shelf. Oh, yes, would you please put your essential oils here? Now, that created a bonding of sisterhood, even though we were on different turfs and different terms. Blood recognizes blood. Women, I don't care what high position or high fluting position you're in, please don't look down upon your sisters who are of lesser caliber or who are coming up out of a hard knock life. I don't care if they're a welfare mother and you got your so-called degree, your play ahead of degree. Please don't look down upon your sisters. Greet them with open arms and invite them into the fold, because truly, it takes a lot to make a transition to come up out of a lifestyle. And who are we to judge when mercy has been shown to us? I want you to remember this story Because the moral of the story is not everything glitters and shine is a goal. But one that has the aura, the shine is within them that will vibrate and draw people to them. The lying tongue will have to tell one lie after another. I don't care what they say their title is and who they say their name is. They must remain credible in order to be accepted into the fold, or yet they lie yet in sin. I had to give that story to you, ladies and gentlemen, because I wanted you to know Maya is going to be on this show. A lot of people might not like it. A lot of people may frown upon me and say, but Omi, you're a Christian woman. Why would you invite a woman of the night? Because she has been redeemed. She's redeemed herself. And there are others out there that she needs to minister to help redeem. And if we are truly going to be an evangelist, our job is to be in the highways and byways to evangelize one. Now, some of you brothers and sisters are always talking about how much you evangelize and what you're doing in the church and how much you're giving into the ministry of health and how many people you didn't talk to at your Bible study about the Lord who are already in church. I wonder how many of you have ministered to those sisters that are out there outside of the will of God. How many of you have taken a chance to extend yourself, your time and efforts, to talk to someone that's not like you that might be coming up out of the streets? How many of you, ladies, I want to say this. Help those women to enjoy the aromatherapy life, the aromatic lifestyle. And I want to say this to you. When you get ready to go into your bathtubs and you sink down into those bathtubs and their aromatic therapy, I want you to understand this treatment that we are bringing about is a treatment to change mindsets. It's a treatment to get our heads together. So, as we get our heads together, and those women who might be out there in drugs trying to get their heads together, speak to them. Tell them there's a better way and an alternative way to get rid of those problems through aromatic therapy. Now, let me share with you in the talking care room. If you don't mind, let's go over to the talking care room and let's acknowledge and commune with our ancestors. They are waiting. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand in the position of prayer with your hands facing up as you were in the position to receive. Father God, we acknowledge you today. Help us to be the true evangelists as we fix it in our mouths to tell someone that we are the evangelizers of the world. Help us to go out into the highways and byways and to really gather those who are lost. Help us to be able to see beyond the outer exterior of our brothers and sisters and be able to see past their inadequacy and see their heart changes and their condition. Father, we thank you, we magnify you, we lift you up, and you are all things to us. You are the hidden one. You are the one that we seek at death so that we become more like you, Father. Help us to have the mind of Christ. Thank you for our elders, brother, Jesus Christ, who was one of the waymakers, but not the only waymaker. Help us to acknowledge that there were many like Buddhists. There were many like Muhammad. There were many out there like the African spiritualist, Olabi Moray. Help us to acknowledge that many people that are different, that all of them will not be cut from the same cloth. Help us to be patient, Lord, as we meet people of different persuasions. Help us to understand that you are a God of multiplicity and that all of your children are different for a reason. Help us to understand that we all don't come here cut out of the same material. We all have our flaws in many ways, and none of us are perfect. And none of us have come to know you, Lord, in your fullest. Help us to get to know you in your fullest, Lord. Help us to be able to have conversation with you. Help us to understand that you created this universe, but you gave us dominion over it. Now we must take dominion, and we must take our proper places, and we must begin to do the work that you have given us to do. Father, help us to understand that you're combustible, you're fire, you're ratified. And the only job you had was to create this universe, and we are not to sit here and wait for you to be our bellhop. You have a manifestation of three other heads that will serve us and work with us. You have distanced yourself from us for the very reason that's why you created the manifestation. Help us to acknowledge you and pour libations to you. I pour libations to you today, Oladulam Ore, and I say Ashe. May the water hit the ground, and may it take up root, and may it spring up and grow. I light a candle for my mother's spirit, and I say, Ashe, mother. May you be guided home. I light a candle for my father's spirit, and I say, Ashe, father. May you be guided home. I pour libations for my father's spirit, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations for my mother's spirit, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say, Ashe. Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, I call forth all those ancestors that are in the lagoon. May you come forward now. I call forth those ancestors that are in the middle passage, Dr. Carruthers, Dr. John Henry Clark, Sheikh S. Diop. I call forth the Honorable Marcus Garvey. I call forth Elijah Muhammad. I call forth Dr. Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King. I call forth the forces to be that they might come and we stand on their shoulders. And Father, every family represented here today, may they come to understand what real fellowship is in the ministry of evangelistic helps. Help us to live out the lifestyle of evangelistic help and be the true meaning of what evangelizing is, that is to acknowledge our brothers and sisters and to acknowledge their problems as our problems and to share their wealth and their advancement as it would be our advancement. We thank you, Father. We give you all the homage and all the praise. To the hidden one today, we say, let your light be seen and let your light shine through us. Amen. Father God, you know, we are so happy that we can tell the truth on these airways because truth will rise to the top, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we've been talking about aromatic baths for our personal beauty, and I wanted to tell you that I don't want you to be afraid that these oils will damage you. I want you to be smart and wise about these are rituals, ladies. The bath is a ritual. The bath experience can be totally relaxing and rejuvenating in and of itself. And once you learn how to incorporate the baths into your daily routine, the aromatherapy can be the best thing that ever happened to you. It is a hydrotherapy technique that you're applying. So I want to describe it to the best of my ability and reading from Aromatherapy After a Lifetime Guide by the lady who we've been talking about all week, Valerie Cooksley. Now, mankind has used water in religious rituals just like I do every day. Since the earliest recording, it quotes, however, it was the Greek and the Roman cultures that probably, it says, contribute the most to the area of combining oils and bathing. Now, let me offer a disclaimer. I wouldn't say it was all Greek, because some of Greek's findings were not Greek at all, but African philosophy. Okay? Now, that's debatable still. And you're about to learn how to create your own personal spa or therapeutic bath, free from synthetic fragrances and et cetera. We don't want you to use the soaps with the high fragrance. We want you to come away from that. Now, and I quote, here's a quote. Hippocrates noted in 500 B.C. that the way to health was to have an aromatherapy bath with scents and aromas every day. The way to health, ladies and gentlemen, was to have that aromatherapy bath. And I go on to read, you can use single essential oils or a combination to get a desired effect, it says. It's a highly individual as you want it to be, and you can uniquely put it together and come down to your responses. And the main thing you want to understand is that aromatherapy is flexible, okay? And every essential oil has the potential to affect us in both of our physical bodies and in our emotional bodies. That is why it is better than taking a pill. If you're emotionally upset, it can help you while bathing, ladies and gentlemen. Essential oils have a tiny molecule structure, enabling them to penetrate the skin because of the skin's absorption. You can put this on top of your skin, and it can be absorbed into your skin. Even after you bathe, some of it lingers on, such as lavender, okay? Now, the carriers that I talked about transporting the essential oils into the bath, okay? Decide on what carrier you're going to use, like I indicated earlier. You could use castile soap. You can use honey, milk, okay? And any of these, you want to make sure that the essential oil blends carriers are needed to before you put them on, you blend them together. Talking with your aromatherapist, making sure you understand what you're doing. Do not try any of this on your own. When using essential oils by themselves without a carrier, always add them a little bit at a time, okay? Add them last. Add the essential oils last. Some popular oils used as a carrier, like I said earlier, are sweet almond. These are other ones, sweet almond, canola or soy, and safflower oil. You can add these to your essential oils to blend them as a carrier. These are wonderful for moisturizing your body and leaving your body with a thin film of oil on top to be absorbed, of course, ladies. And you can mix your essential oils in a tablespoon or teaspoon or two. The castile liquid soap, you can use that as well. Okay, you can use granular salts as well. For every luxurious bath, ladies, you may use things like honey and mixing your oils together to create the base and giving you a heavy, thick base. Now, hydrotherapy, use it with water temperature to heal. Now, your water temperature is very important. Literally, translate hydrotherapy means water healing. That's what it means. This form of therapy involves the extended use of baths or showers in the home. That means you can put these things on before the shower, ladies, and they will linger on the body. Now, because we are coming up on our time, ladies, I want you to know that we can't very well tell you everything in this chapter, but this is a chapter that we're going to continue on tomorrow because we have a little, well, not tomorrow, we're not here tomorrow, so I will assume on Sunday. But I want you to understand bathing is very important. It's a therapeutic emotional stage that we're looking for to get us off from up under that heavy, heavy load where we're feeling lethargic. We're not feeling alive. We're not awake in our spirit. We want something to lift the load off of our shoulders so that we can carry ourselves on to the next stage. Essential oils are fantastic, ladies, and I have some other recipes I'd like to share with you to make an aromatherapy vanilla honey heat pad. Or adding all of these things together can make for such a great aromatherapy bath. And because of time and it won't allow it, remember that water is a ritual. That's why I do that ritual every day with the water. Water is most healing to all remedies, and the best of all, the Kemetic teaching is that it is a healing modality. The old Arab proverbs, they use oil for rituals. I mean, they use water for rituals. Now, the Africans and the Kemetics and the Egyptians all did rituals, and they used oils for rituals as well as water. So you must remember, women, when we're putting together these rituals, it is to lift a certain spirit off of us. As you know, alcohol is a spirit, and African Americans are looking at the fact that we're already full of spirit. So why would we want to ingest that into our bodies? It's very important that we relax and get the full benefit of the oils, and if we can, we can massage our hands and our feet with the oils and soak our hands and feet and get the full benefit of a partial relaxation massage. Now, we're going to be able to talk again on this possibly on Sunday. I'd like to invite you back to be a part of this segment and to tell you more about how to help yourself. And I want you to help those women that are less fortunate than you. Please don't turn your back on them and don't look down on them if they've had to go through the hard knocks of life. Maybe all they know is using their bodies to get ahead. Maybe you can teach them better and explain to them that their body is a temple of God and that they do not own themselves, that they have been bought with a price. Maybe you can shame them in the understanding that they mustn't do the things that God wouldn't be pleased of. But please don't turn your backs on them and look down in shame. So many of our young women are not being reared the right way, and there's no mothers at home to give them direction. I know this because after teaching school, I spent most of my time teaching these young girls and men. I found that there was more parenting needs in the classroom than teaching needs. Sometimes I had to put the book down and just become a parent. How many of you out there are willing to become a parent again and teach some of these youngsters and impart your knowledge? How many of you are out there ready to be able to be a true evangelist and pass on the good news that there is a Savior and that they have been redeemed and that there's no need for them to look up in the sky for Jesus to come and rapture them, that the only Jesus that they will see is through each of our eyes, and we must be that Jesus that they're looking to find. We must show up at all times and represent the Waymaker, to represent El Shaddai, to represent the omnipotent Jesus. And as we say the name Jesus, we know we mean Oromala. We know the name of our prophet, but we must also teach and employ our young women to get to know the mind of God and to have a relationship with God. Most of all, our beauty comes from within. When we spend time with the Creator, that will shine through us, and that will be the diamonds that we will possess within ourselves that others can see. And no amount of washing of the Word and no amount of bathing can bring about that. That means you have spent time with Christ, spent time with God, and talking to God about your life. Not always begging him like a bellhop, but spending time talking to God about how you want to serve him, asking God to put you in his plan, and asking God every day to show you how you can serve him. It is about us making the ministry come alive. So many of these churches have fed our people scriptures and innuendos, hypotheses, and pedagogical philosophy. But none of them have fed the people